Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, and this is Shatter the Darkness Live, the broadcast. Welcome to all the friends and all those who will download later. September the 8th, this is a Wednesday night, 2010, and we're going to jump right into the issue of spirit guides. And I was looking on the web, unbelievably, thousands and thousands of articles, and you can get, there's so much information. We've said this 30 years ago, that the doorways to the spirits have been so broadly opened, it's as if anyone, any place, anywhere, anytime can learn these principles, and they can absolutely get their spirit guides. Now, the spirit guides that they're talking about, and I'm going to just give you a little piece of an article that is written by Patty Wigington. She's not a Christian. She's not a believer in Christ. She is, writing on behalf of Wicca and paganism. And so she's writing with kind of a vested interest in the spirit guides. She's giving people information. And I'm going to give you some quotes off of this website. And again, the article is written by Patty Wigington. Quote, many people believe they have spirit guides. Some refer to theirs as angels or guardians. Regardless, if you believe you have one, a spirit guide is there simply to guide. It is not an entity that you need to give yourself over to. If a spirit guide has a negative influence on your behavior, then chances are good that it's not a spirit guide at all, but something entirely, else entirely. Now, listen, here's where she says most of them come from. Again, somebody that is a pro spirit guide would be experienced with spirit guides, writing from a Wiccan or pagan background. In reference to the spirit guides, here's where they can come from. Number one, ascended masters. Quote, they are guides often found by people who do energy work, such as Reiki. Anybody out there, go to the Reiki healer? Listen, there was a church in Wadsworth, Ohio, that had a sign up about healing services with Reiki. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Here I go on with a quote. Quote, an ascended master who appears as a spirit guide is often a being that led a physical life and has moved on to a higher spiritual plane, such as Buddha, Krishna, even Jesus. Once again, here comes the information, as with Sylvia Brown this week, as with the entire world of psychic phenomena, New Age, Gnostic, and even remote viewers. Why do I include the remote viewers? Listen up. I'm quoting again from the writer, versed and deep in Wicca and paganism. Quote, ascended masters usually work with collective groups of souls. In other words, if you've got an ascended master hanging around you, you're not the only one he or she is helping. Their primary focus is that of helping all of humanity. It is not uncommon for an ascended master, now here's why I want you to hear me, to have access to the Akashic Records, also referred to as master teacher guides. They have access to the Akashic Records. When you do your research on remote viewing, and if remote viewers listen at all, let me tell you this, that SciTech is very clear. Many other remote viewers are now very clear that as they go passive and allow themselves to be connected to the collective unconscious, what is that realm? Well, they call it the Akashic Records. It is the place, what many have called the Hall of Records, where there are spiritual entities, spiritual energies, spiritual abilities, the connection through human instrumentality of the remote viewer is to an outside source. And it does involve spirit guides. Spirit guides can come as ascended masters from the astral plane, she says. They can be a dog spirit. They can be an Indian shaman spirit. Well, there's, listen, many different ways in which this individual, Patty Wigington, and all I'm saying is she's reporting from her view and her belief system in the area of pagan and Wiccanism, so Wicca, that's what they hold to. So listen, for all of those listening now that may have had or are into spirit guides, I can almost guarantee some, as I've gotten emails, that have spirit guides, these guides will get very angry as the spirit of Christ and the name of Christ is mentioned by an individual that would know him, that would have his authority, that would know the living Christ personally. Well, let me tell you right now, as I'm reading more and more and more of Sylvia Brown's book and other works, The Mystical Life of Jesus, I am saying at this point now, this is in the category of massive hate speech against the real Christ, against the Word of God, the Bible, and against Christians and the church everywhere. It is absolutely incredible the intensity of shredding the Bible, shredding Christianity, shredding the Lord Jesus Christ. More on that in just a few moments. I got something in the news I want to share with you today. Marilyn Manson. Now, I'm not sure I've got any teenagers or those in their 20s or earlier, you know, 25, 20. Well, it could be more than that. See, back in the day when I was a police chaplain, they brought me to the concerts at the university purposely. They had Slayer. They had Typo Negative, Nine Inch Nails. They had Pantera. They had many groups. And a lot of the groups that were satanically oriented or oriented to dark spirits, they wanted me to engage or at least to meet, like Peter Steele. The officer that recruited me was satanically ritually abused, had subpersonalities, had demons inside, very versed in the dark side. When Marilyn Manson came for the concert that night, I was literally at times dragged around, grabbed by my shoulder and pulled over back to where Marilyn Manson was. See, he grew up and went to school 10 minutes from where I live. Marilyn Manson, the rock and roll artist out there, played that night to thousands and thousands of young people. I'm going to tell you what I observed. I'm standing probably 20 yards away in the inside portion of where the fencing was to observe him in the Jar Arena here in Ohio. As I'm watching, Marilyn Manson goes away. And it may have been a sub-personality, but it clearly was demonic manifestation. And this presence just literally raised its arms like it was hovering over the crowd or either satanically blessing or sending something out. I watched it happen the first time, and when the second time that it occurred, because all the singing stopped, the music was playing, but the demonic presence was manifest with its, well, the arms of Marilyn Manson raised up over the crowd as if it was unleashing something. All of a sudden, an arm grabbed me from behind, and it was the cult crime officer, the corporal, that was deeply versed in the underground. They looked at me and said, "Did you see it?" And I said, "Yes." They said it was the second time. I said, "Yes." Well, at this point, it was coming to the end of the show where Marilyn Manson is to break up his guitar. He's got plastic babies hanging on nooses. And he goes wild on the stage. The cops come on stage to drag him off. It's all a setup. It's all was planned. Drag him off. Now, they brought me around the back to engage. I don't know what they wanted. I think they wanted to see something happen. But let me tell you what did occur. Marilyn Manson was brought off the stage, went to the ground. He was wearing a thong. You know, I wasn't about to touch him. But he was on the ground. And he was growling and making noises, and literally before anything could, they just wanted me to meet him. This officer that was deeply versed in the underground, again, what they shared with me clearly was that Marilyn Manson was multiple. What I observe in what my research has done is I see that also. And I guess I'm saying all of that to say this. There's an article that came out yesterday that says Marilyn Manson without makeup. And he gains a mullet. So I'm looking at Marilyn Manson's picture, you know, when he usually has the black straightened out hair, the white pale face, the dark circle, the red lipstick, and a particular look. But then if you look at the other picture, well, it's one thing to see somebody just change, you know, their hair. But now we see, again, like artists do, and by the way, like Joan Baez, like others, even a major Christian artist, are multiples that have come out of satanic ritual abuse. You ever listen to Joan Baez's song, "You Don't Have to Play Me Backward"? If you ever listen to the words, it's all about satanic ritual abuse being taken to a place. It's absolutely unbelievable language of the ritual encounter. It's literally memory, her memory, being put to song. I wonder if at some point Marilyn Manson is going to come out with some of his memory, some of the stuff. So now I'm looking at a Marilyn Manson with a baseball cap and Atlanta jersey, 55, you know, and in a mullet. It, you know, again, anybody looking, and you look at the comments underneath it, what does it matter? Well, it matters that things that occur in our lives as young people, even when it comes to satanic ritual abuse, please understand that individuals that have been through this that may have sub-personalities and demonization, they can be involved with the feds, military, they can drive a tank, they can be a performer on a stage. And at times in their life when other personalities surface and or take over, it is very clear that a total and absolute change. The 41-year-old Brian Warner is now seen and wouldn't be recognized by many of the old fans. One wonders whether or not we're seeing sub-personality at the forefront. I want to say again, welcome to all the listeners tonight. On a September the 8th, the Wednesday that we have together here, I want you to know that on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, the ongoing series, Becoming Powerful in Prayer, the ongoing series, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, all being added to here this week, weekend podcasts being put up, and the Supernatural Science and Prophecy Conference, well, that's coming. It's absolutely coming. It's October the 1st and 2nd. Derek and Sharon Gilbert, Jeffrey Rad, and Tom Horn and myself. So let me say again, hope you don't get tired of hearing about it this month. We're just kind of excited about it. And I'm glad to see that we're getting emails from individuals that are coming from out of state all over, and also from here locally in Ohio. So it's in my backyard. Can't wait to see some of the friends, some of you that are listening right now. Want to say that all of you that are downloading later on, all the way over to China and Russia and Germany and France and England and in Bangalore, India, and all over the world, just want to say again, may God's grace and mercy, the hand of Christ, bring blessing and strength, and may you be led by the Spirit of God, because today there is great counterfeit, well, competition. And as never before, spirit guides. Let me tell you something. I'm working on a series right now that deal with, listen to this, the planetary spiritual wave that is going to bring an activation of dormant DNA in humankind. Listen. When it talks to the energetics of planetary acceleration, this all increases. Now, I'm giving you from a site, Tom Kenyon, that is referring to this planetary wave. Listen, I want to tell you right now, you might as well take a look at this. This concept of a planetary, on a planet-wide, global scale, a spiritual burst, a wave that is supposed to activate the dormant DNA in humanity to make humanity have a leap in the spiritual evolution and a consciousness. I'm going to tell you something. There is absolutely plotted and planned and biblically revealed what undergrounders have called a counterfeit or an inverted Pentecost. There's going to be a rush of dark power. I've been telling you again and again, the dark side, as operative as it has become in this frog in the kettle incremental evolutionary approach, and it's vast, by the way, vast. Some of you listening right now may have spirit guides. Some of you listening may have been raised with spirit entities around you. Some of you are wondering right now. And I would simply just do this. Test the spirits to see whether they're from God. In the name of the living Christ, God in human flesh, the one that shed his blood on the cross, died and rose, we would command those spirits to be revealed for what they are. A Fort Bragg Psy warrior sitting in front of me. A subpersonality that had the abilities of technical coordinate remote viewing. They'd claimed to remote view my house and told me all kinds of things and drew pictures. When I was dealing with this, I was asking questions about how they ever got involved. First, it was a curiosity. There was a sense of energy. There was materials that they were on a syncretistic level led to read and open up to. And then they began to practice it. Again, going passive, waiting as they do for it to occur. Being able to embrace or go out into the ether, a presence, the more they practiced, the more they did it with others. The claims, you know, engaging it with even folks like Bud Hopkins. The development of triangulating, three individuals doing it at the same time, going out into the ether. So they can go further, further and further out in that realm. You know, one thing they told me? That though they went out really far, though they could do past and present and go locations and all that kind of stuff, they said there is a barrier out there. Now, I'm not telling you this is true. I'm just telling you what they said. But it may have something to do with the concept of, first, the second heavens being the realm of the demonic and the battling and so forth. Then the third heaven, where Paul, by God, by the Spirit of God, was drawn up. Now, they said they have tried. These are, again, we're talking deep occultists on the one side, bloodline Luciferian, clearly, deeply trained, engaged, and knew all of the originals, the Psy War stuff, the Goat Lab stuff, the Ingo Swans, and the like. And they're going out, and they're saying out into the ether their goal. They have this concept of psychic attack. They can literally go out and then bring an influence into an individual, force or guide them to kill. Psychic assassination. Have you ever heard of it? Well, it's all because, ultimately, the issue of spirits, spirit guides, spirit-given human enhancements. Well, they're non-human enhancements. They're beyond just the norm of humanity. Now, we have the capacity to have enhancement. Do you want it from south of heaven, or do you want it north of hell? Do you want it coming from the hand of God, or do you want it coming from masquerading, lethally committed dark spirits that can make themselves look like Grandpa Amos and sound like Aunt Betty and, you know, talk like an alien from another planet and be as mysterious as an ancient ascended master? Is that what you want? Is that what Americans and Russians and others want? Is that what we want in our military? Is that what the remote viewer wants? Engagement with entities that they have no capacity to test. You need a superior presence, authority, that can out them, that can expose them. So in the case with this Fort Bragg Psy Warrior, deep undergrounder, very powerful person. As I engaged the presence, the energy that they felt, we commanded it to make itself known, and sure enough it did. Argon was its name. As we engaged the entity Argon, this individual said, "It looks like a beautiful, translucent, New Age type spirit guide. And this is the presence that has helped me go further and further and further out into the ether." Bottom line came down to it, we commanded in the name of the Christ, the living Christ, not the psychic Gnostic Jesus of Sylvia Brown, who doesn't really even exist, but the Christ of the prophets, of the apostles, of the real angels of God, you know, the one that the demons fear. The eternal Christ. Well, in his name and knowing him and having been given the authority by him, we commanded the entity to say what it really was. Obvious, it was demonic. It became angry, blaspheming God and cussing vehemently. It's amazing how demons can cuss better than anybody. So watch your language. I sometimes wonder whether or not it attracts them. Now listen, when we commanded for this Argon, and I simply said it this way, in the name of Jesus, I command you to tell this person, what is your ultimate goal? All I can tell you is what the experience was. Argon yelled out to take this person to blankety blank hell. It was then that the individual said, "Get it out of me." And we commanded for Argon and everything connected, get out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you know that deliverance from masquerading demonic presence is a powerful, saving, redeeming, rescuing, and compassionate act? If somebody has let in a spirit guide, guaranteed, you can't get rid of it on your own. You need a superior spiritual force. And that, my friends, is Christ. The real Christ who died on the cross, shed innocent, holy, sinless blood, has everything to do with opening the door to heaven and bringing to us the direct and immediate presence of God. Now, I got to tell you some things today. And by the way, let me say this. We deeply appreciate, again, letters and letters, emails that we get. I even get letters in the mail. Now, we have one friend from France that writes and haven't been able to write him back. And listen, I get all of this praying over and trying to respond. We were able to go from like 950 to 880 some. It's not good enough for me. I mean, it's just something that weighs on me. But I don't want you to stop sending, even if it's just telling me, like a friend here just yesterday, writing from Mexico. And again, no names because I don't know this person. I will say that an individual named Paul wrote asking me about, have I gone to see the movie The Last Exorcist? Now, we've been scheduled 4 or 5 times to go do this and things have come up. And it looks like tonight the way is cleared. And again, I will do it only as a research, like reading a book. And I will even do it. We've done it this way before to say, you know what, Lord, we're going to pray that if there's somebody to witness to, somebody to minister to, we'll do that. But we're going to go see it and kind of give a, and we'll try to bring that out Friday evening, maybe Thursday, but Friday evening is the goal that we're going to bring information on The Last Exorcist. Because I'm going to tell you right now, and for believers in Christ, heads up, alert, listen. As you know, Jesus said 2,000 years ago, the number one issue in looking at the end of days, let no one deceive you. It is going to be a massive spiritual unleashing from the dark side that will bring the manifestation of that will be in the massive numbers of those who will claim divinity, claim to be Christ, be false prophets, they're going to be guided by these spirit guides that the Holy Spirit tells us about in Timothy 4:1. When the Holy Spirit expressly, the idea there is raising his voice, God the Holy Spirit expressly says that these planos, that these spirit guides. And if you look up the Greek word planos, it's going to eventually take you to definitions like seduction, deceiver, imposter, masquerader. That's what they are. It's like a special function. The Spirit of God warned 2,000 years ago in the end of days, and if you believe we are in the end of days as I do, as many do, as it seems like the world does, it is very clear that hundreds of millions of these spirit guides have been unleashed years and years and years ago. They've been getting involved in lives. That's who led Helena Blavatsky. That's who guided 21 volumes of New Age foundational doctrinal books, Alice Bailey. And it's this kind of spirit guide that, well, probably over 60 years ago, spoke to a little girl, Sylvia, well, she became Sylvia Brown later, but Sylvia. At 8 years old, the spirit guide said, "Hey, I am Francine. I'm your spirit guide, and I've been sent from God. Don't be afraid." There is no such thing as a spirit guide telling the truth. There is no such thing as this entity coming from God, and then, as with Sylvia Brown, at times possessing, taking over her being. Angels of God do not do that. And even when you come to know Jesus Christ, the living Christ, as Lord and Savior, as he comes into your life by the Holy Spirit of God, we're talking infinite presence, God himself, coming back into our lives. You know what? That's what we need. Our sin, because of the satanic temptation and Satan's, well, engagement with the human race, we've been cut off. If you do not know and have the living presence of Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit in you, then your spirit, though alive in you, it's you, is dead to God. Dead to God and open to someone else. You want to check it out sometime? Take a read of Ephesians chapter 2, where it says, referring to the fallen cherub, "The prince of the power of the air," the atmosphere that is right around us, "the spirit who is now operative in those," literally those who do not have the Spirit of God in them, those who still have the fallen nature and whose lives are open to the influence. I wished, I really do, and if Sylvia ever listens, my prayer in the name of the living Christ, not a Gnostic, fake, de-deified, non-raised from the dead, never died on the cross Christ that you present, but of the real Christ who shook the world, whose presence caused the demons to scream and cringe in fear. He outed them. He outed all the spirit guides of that day. He outs them today through believers that know personally, and Sylvia, I know the living Jesus over 35 years. I know the Holy Spirit. He is my guide. He is leading me. I know that Francine is a dark, lethal entity masquerading as Francine, probably coming from your grandmother. As a matter of fact, as I was reading this Wiccan pagan author today, they're talking about spirit guides, and they can come from, I mean, they're even acknowledging, they can be coming straight from your grandmother and or mother. And that many times the spirit guides can act like they're a female, act like they're a physical, you know, like a, you know, and guide and lead and so forth. So when I'm reading Sylvia Brown's book on page 41, as she's talking about the lost years of Jesus, which again is always a fabrication, I will debate it with anyone. I will share, because I think that it is literally, I think it's on the scale of hate speech. to go after the Bible, rip it to shreds, claiming things like, well, the Bible never really got put together till 300 and some years later. Not true. The Bible was completely changed in attitude and all the, there's inconsistencies, and it was, you know, some monk was sitting there rewriting it for the sake of the Catholic Church. Let's ask a question, since I'm very familiar with manuscripts, the canon, and the development. If the Bibles today, as Sylvia Brown would say, and as her spirit guide would say, are corrupt, are in vast error, and are nothing more than a manipulated manufacturing of the Catholic monks and so forth, then let's ask the question, what is that based on? I mean, can you go back before the Catholic monks, find the original, real Bible, and say, here's the original Bible that they changed? The facts are, there is no such thing. Because the facts are, there's been no change. As a matter of fact, here's the fact. You can go back 150 years before Constantine, before the Council of Nicaea. You can find the canon being developed. You can find the canon and the Word of God being preached. You can find believers, leaders that knew Christ, that walked with God, that had the Spirit of God, quoting from the Scriptures. On the scale, here's, listen, even if we didn't have the 23,000+ manuscript copies, pieces, I mean, we're manuscript rich. That's the issue. We have so much of the manuscripts and the copies, the codex of the New Testament, it blows anything and everything of ancient texts out of the water. It blows away all the so-called Gnostic writings, Gospel of Q, Thomas, Mary, Judas, all of the pseudographa, the pseudographic writings. Now, listen, the Gnostic writings did come years and years and years later, after Christ, after the resurrection, after thousands and thousands and thousands were turning to the living Christ, experiencing the living presence of God, the Holy Spirit coming in. These leaders and writers were quoting the Scriptures so much that right now today, if we lost all of the thousands of Greek manuscripts, if we lost them, we are able to go back to the quotes of the earliest powerful spiritual Christian leaders, long before 325 AD, out of all their quotes and their writings, almost the entire New Testament could be reassembled based on the overwhelming use of the canon of the Scripture by these leaders. Now, I've got a resource on the shatterthedarkness.net site. Under the Monday broadcast, there's a little square that says Amazing Evidence of the Bible. Right under that, you'll see the historical Jesus. Right under that, you'll see Unmasking the New Age. In all of those, especially though, the Amazing Evidence of the Bible, it's not something I put out. We've got other great scholars that did this, but also give you a very careful, detailed account of the canon and of the facts that if we did not have any Greek manuscripts today, that we could reassemble. See, the earliest writers in the first 30 years of the church, the book of Acts, all of those writers preached that Jesus Christ is the eternal Christ. He is the Logos, God coming in human flesh, lived a sinless life, went to the cross purposely, never went to India, never went to gurus and shamans and others to learn, never had to. Why would the source of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence need to? Basically, Sylvia Brown, the psychic, the Gnostic, does what the Gnostics did. The Gnostics coming later in the development of the body of Christ. Well, these were individuals that rejected the real Christ. That's clear. And if that's what you want to do, that's on your head. That's your choice. I mean, if Sylvia Brown wants to reject the real Christ and embrace, but never know, a false Gnostic, psychic, New Age, de-deified, little finite Jesus that they've made up, that they all claim that they can become like him. See, again, the Gnostics taught this. Sylvia Brown, the psychic teachings, the spirit guide that guides Sylvia Brown would teach that they can all develop and become divinity. Can I ask Sylvia Brown, have you become divine? Have you walked on the water, spoken to creation? Does creation know you as God in the sense of infinite? You see, God has no beginning, no ending. And though God does enter into the human race, it's done on a personal basis as a rescue, demonstrating God's heart of love to redeem and bring us back. Jesus comes into the world. God in human flesh comes into the world to break the barriers. Let me tell you clearly, Sylvia Brown, the barriers in your life are still intact. Satan's rights, the sin nature. Regardless of all of the development, you've had over 60 years to spiritually evolve. But as I look at the pictures lately, as I see some of the videos, I do see someone tired. Someone that has been through a lot of battle and is simply a human being that does know the living Christ, that does have God the Holy Spirit indwelling with me as guide and teacher and leader, lovingly so. I simply say that even today, in the name of the real living Christ, you can come out of the counterfeit. And I would say for all the audience, for all of us to pray that the spirit guide Francine be shown for what it really is. And I know that would make a lot of psychics and a lot of those who have spirit guides angry, because you become so attached, so bonded to your spirit guide. Standing in a room, a federal officer's wife had a spirit guide named Orion. Orion. As we engaged in prayer, they wanted to literally, by this presence, jump out over and attack us, injure us. We commanded that presence, you cannot use that body. We command you to be bound in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. The priestess that is and was and has and still is deeply entrenched in the black flame, the old black brotherhood, that old transgenerational Luciferianism. This one that knew power demons that could summon them and send them against you stood there with Orion frozen, bound. And actually, this priestess was kind of shocked that the powerful Orion that was there to protect and to be used in her battle against anyone was frozen and bound in the name of Jesus Christ by a simple Christian like me. Because they looked at me, this individual, this priestess looked at me as if I was, as if I was the dung of the earth, because we were not in their classification. This is a high goddess-oriented priestess that could command demons and summon them and knew the ancient languages and was experienced. I mean, the spirituality was real and experiential. It was just lethal, masqueraded, and deadly. It's all she knew. She didn't know anything else until that day in that office when the command for Orion to get out, literally the priestess, as if her physical hands, as if she could grip it with her physical hands, was like holding her arms out like she didn't want it to go. She was literally trying to hang on to Orion, but we were commanding, get out, leave Orion. And because of the sheer infinite authority of the real Christ, Orion burst away from her, ripped away, and left. The priestess looked dejected, disgusted. She was angry. I'm going to tell you right now, audience, dear friends, not everyone out there wants to turn to Christ, the real Christ. Not everyone wants to move away from the dark side. There are deeply committed Luciferic worshipers that want their powers and believe them. But in this case, in a power encounter, in this case where we said for Orion and commanded, she experienced Orion leaving and being ripped out. And before Orion left, we commanded, in the name of Jesus Christ, who really is the Lord of heaven and earth? And Orion begrudgingly screamed out, Jesus Christ, and almost in agony. And this priestess was absolutely disgusted, was angry at her spirit guide, Orion, was mad. And when she looked at us, she simply said these words, it's okay, I'll get him back later. And so she did. That day in the engagement, even the priestess saw the power and the authority of the real living Christ. There is no psychic, alien, ufologist, New Age Jesus that could do that. The Christ, eternal Logos, that became flesh temporarily. Do you have any idea? Does Sylvia Brown have any real idea? Because I'm reading her book, and it's all about Jesus. And it shows nothing here of his real words and love. It's all about scripture twisting, ripping and shredding down angrily the Bible, trying to convince the audience the Bible is filled with, here's what her spirit guide says. Page 41. After discussing how Jesus must have gone to the, you know, to the gurus and others to learn and everything else, here's what the spirit guide Francine, here's what she says, quote, this really helps substantiate what Francine, the spirit guide, said more than 30 years ago. Listen now, the spirit guide. Here's the spirit guide talking. This is not God the Holy Spirit. This is a spirit guide. Vast, infinite difference. The spirit guide says, Jesus not only was a gatherer of knowledge, but also put into reasonable terms and language understandable to the illiterate group of people. Instead of preaching, you know, and this goes on to say that basically he learned from the gurus, he learned from all the shamans, he learned from everybody else about his psychic abilities. She claims that the power Jesus had to do healings was based on his psychic abilities. Once again, getting into the third chapter, getting all the way in, absolute denial of God the Holy Spirit. Absolute silence on God the Holy Spirit. Because the spirit guides, they know the presence of God. They know the manifest power. And I've watched as encounters have occurred where the power of God put people to the ground that were demonized, that tried to fight. Page 42, the spirit guide Francine says, quote, Jesus was a special entity who had a chart as a messenger to bring mankind to a true picture of our, capital D, of our divinity as an all-loving God. In other words, the psychic, Sylvia Brown, is saying what the New Ages have said, of saying what Alice Bailey taught, what the occultists taught, what Albert Pike taught, is saying what the Luciferic doctrine is, that all Jesus came to do in gathering all the knowledge from the gurus and everywhere he went, because he didn't die, he lived for 120 other years, he didn't rise from the dead, he didn't ascend into the heavens, he's just a psychic. He's just a psychic that had psychic powers and showed healings. And his real mission, according to the spirit guide Francine, was he was a special entity. I think that this is blasphemy. And I say that, how's come it seems like it's okay for people to write about with deep anger and hate speech against Christ, against the Bible, against real believers in Christ? I mean, this entire book is dedicated to that. This entire book is dedicated to guiding people to the spirit of Antichrist. Anybody reading 1 John? The spirit of Antichrist. The goal, first of all, negate the real Christ and present a false, cheap, de-deified other Christ. If not, claim that you're the Christ, as will the Antichrist when he comes. So the spirit guide, in and on and operating through for years and years, decades, the spirit guide. Now, the spirit of God says something different. The Spirit of God says Christ is the eternal God come in human flesh, that he's the sinless Savior of the world, that he is the Emmanuel, that he is the God in human flesh, the one that came out of love for humanity to break the barrier of sin, to break the barrier of death, to break the barrier of hell, to break this controlling legalities of the dark presence. He came to save us, my friends. Do you want a Savior that loves you? Do you want a Savior you can know? Do you want a Savior whose holy presence will come into your life and give you new life? Do you want a Savior that will give you the gift of eternal life, that will enable you to have a glorified, indestructible, immortal body? Do you want a Savior that will lead you eventually in that glorified body to see God face to face? And do you want to be there that day? That day, looking at God face to face in a glorified body based on the cross where Christ died and what he did, God reaches out. Get the picture here. We have prophetic revelation of the future. You can read about it in the last couple of chapters of the book of Revelation, where God reaches out and wipes away the history, the depth, wipes away the tears, wipes away the pain, wipes away the wounds. Never again, never again will we need to cry. Cessation of pain, cessation of death, cessation of war, cessation of rape, cessation of lying spirit guides, cessation of Luciferic satanic ritual abuse, cessation of holy man-made religious wars, cessation of the Antichrist, cessation of the false prophet, cessation of all radical evil, cessation of hatred, of death, of injustice. When the Prince of Peace, the same one that died, she doesn't glorify Christ. The Spirit of God has come to make known Christ. The Spirit of God is the great witness of Christ. The Spirit of God is the teacher, the comforter, the guide, the leader, the revelator of Christ. And Sylvia Brown, you don't know the Holy Spirit. You have no experience with the Holy Spirit. Psychics, New Agers, those guided by these same spirit guides, you don't know the living Christ. Yet he is waiting, and by God's providence, the Spirit of God would summon you even now. Break free in the name of Jesus. Call out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, the spirit guides will fight you. The spirits that you once thought were animal spirits, ancestral spirits, familiar spirits, spirit guides, the ones you thought were your friends. Oh, I guarantee you, I've seen it hundreds of times. They will turn on you because they'll be outed for what they are. I ask that Jesus Christ, the real Christ of God, dying on the cross, shedding his blood, being buried, rising from the dead as prophetic scripture said he would, that living Christ would deliver you right where you are. And listen, if you're listening a month later in Russia, in India, in Finland, doesn't make any difference around the world, 80-some countries, if you're listening, then I would pray that very moment, because of the omniscience and the omnipresence of the living Christ. Sylvia Brown, he's the living Christ. He's the infinite God in human flesh. He had the attributes. Only God can forgive. Angels will only bow down and worship God. Demons will only fear and be defeated by God. And all of that is not only seen in the scripture, the most attested to manuscripts in human history, where the Spirit of God is in the words. No wonder Francine, the spirit guide, would love to negate it. That's the goal of a spirit guide of New Age spirits. That's the goal of the spirits operative in the Akashic records. I warn you, remote viewer, that the passive opening of your spirit to link and get downloads, data, revelation from that side, even if it's a demon from a distance, it's connected to you if you're receiving suprahuman enhancement. They will guide you to the past, supposedly. They'll guide you to the future, partially. All of which is a ruse. All of which is a counterfeit to the infinite God who knows explicit details, past, present, future, all at the same time. Do you understand infinite God in comparison to you, finite, and to demons, even though they are more powerful than humanity, even though they have superior ability, they're finite in comparison, and they are infinitely separated in knowledge, ability, and power from God. The elect angels that have never sinned love God, worship God, follow God, and decided they would never defect. Thank God. They are my friends. I have angels. Every believer in Christ has been assigned angels. You read about that in the book of Hebrews. You see it happen in the book of Acts. Angels will be evolved in the last of days, over 60-some times, I believe, in the book of Revelation. There are references to the angelic work in the preservation of believers in the judgments on the Luciferic counterfeit Antichrist system that is emerging and that will burst on the scene with the actual physical, visible Antichrist. Oh, he's going to be the spirit guide's supreme. They're all going to point to the Antichrist. Do you understand? As the Spirit of God points to the living Christ for all believers worldwide, all of you witness in your spirit what I'm saying is true, right straight out of the Gospel of John, chapters 12 through 14, 15, 16. Read about it. Read about the great work and person, personality of and deity, teaching, guiding, leading of God the Holy Spirit, who is given to every believer to be in you and with you forever, Jesus said. See, I feel the Spirit of God. I know the Spirit of God. I know His presence. I know as I raise my arms in worship, as an act of faith, as an act of acknowledgement of the immediate, inseparable, personal presence of the same Jesus who died on that cross years ago. See, the death, resurrection, and ascension is all about providing the explosive, the door, simply the doorway to direct access to God. So if you want the spirit guides to lead you, guide you, and lie to you, to give you a fake, de-deified, psychic, little pocket-sized, rabbit's foot-oriented, non-saving, can't help you, and you can't even know the fake Jesus, the fake psychic Gnostic Jesus. Is that what you really want? How's your life working out? In the end of days, what do you have as a search? Now listen, not only does Sylvia Brown guide it, listen, she's writing about Christ. And it is one of the most incredibly, again, dark spirit masqueraded as light attempts. No different than the Gnostics of the early church, when they tried to change everything. See, again, the guidance of the dark side is, you know, first of all, get rid of the real Christ, the real words of God, and then replace it. It's all about replacement Christ, replacement theology, replacement spiritual words. And yes, like the federal officer's wife, the demon Orion, it was real. Now, if she would have died that night for some reason, she knows where she would have gone, and she believes that they're going to win. Real Luciferians out there, I know sometimes as you email me, yes, you all believe that you're going to win. In all these years, it's been one loss after another loss after another loss. Your demons themselves know the authority and the power of the living Christ. No evolution of spiritual consciousness, no addition of spiritual demons are going to work. Let me just give you two more things quickly here. I am I'm reading here again on page 45 of a book that's supposed to be all about Jesus. It's not about Jesus. It is all about a psychic, Gnostic, fake Antichrist. Here's what she says, quote, Gnostic Christians believe, first of all, there's no such thing. Gnostics, yes, but they weren't Christians. A real believer, the test is clear, believes and knows personally. I've never read of, know of today, a Gnostic that experientially knows the living Christ, loves him, fellowships, worships. Instead, they use a fake, de-deified, psychic Gnostic type Jesus as their example that they themselves will become Christ. They will become divine. They will become... Has that happened in 2,000 years? No. Any Luciferian become God? No. Any Mason? Any Rosicrucian? Any New Ager become God? Any guru become God? No. The finite cannot evolve into the infinite. So here's what it says. The Gnostics believed, and she's correct about this. They believed in they say divinity. They mean the godlikeness, but that he's not God. They don't believe in the cross. They don't believe in the death. They don't believe in the resurrection. They don't believe in the ascension. It's because the spirit guides, the demons don't. What side of the fence? My dear friends, we've come to the end of the hour. I'll be back Thursday night at 6 p.m. We're grateful that you're here. Send us an email. Let us know you're listening. Remember us in prayer. Hey, and remember us in support. God bless you. Good night.